Saturday, October 30th. Big thing today was the defeat last night by the Senate of the whole foreign aid bill, which came as a complete surprise and threw everybody completely off balance. The president had Henry in this morning to discuss strategy on how to handle it. He feels there's a real problem because the line is out that the White House didn't make a major effort and that the White House refused to respond to the question of making a major effort, and that we need to correct this. He also had Colson in, talked about the need to hit Teddy hard on his flip on Taiwan, because he got a big speech today on his, a big play today on his speech he gave yesterday attacking the president, which is a complete flip from his position the first of the week. Question now is what happens on foreign aid. We need a plan for reintroduction. Our opponents are clearly looking for an issue, and this is the thing they're trying to build. We discussed guidance for Bush, who will be on TV tomorrow, and he's going to take Teddy on. Also try to shoot down the line that they're trying to build, that this is a result of Kissinger's trip, or that that's what was one of the main causes of the foreign aid problem. Kissinger came back in having had a meeting with Galbraith, and Galbraith told him that he thinks Teddy's ploy is just cheap politics. His people have told him to oppose the president, and so he's doing it. The president kept coming back to the Teddy question. Obviously, he was very much disturbed by it. He even had Steve Bull bring in the New York Times for Colson to read the story because Chuck hadn't seen it. In talking about the UN, he said it was good that China got kicked out this year, because it would have been even worse to have to deal with it right before the election. But now we have to confuse the issue, kick the cannibals, and don't put us too much on the side of foreign aid because people are opposed to it. The main thing is to kick the senators for their demagoguery. His point is we can't leave a vacuum on this today. We've got to get Scott, Griffin, and so forth working. Scott should go all out on it. Later in the day, he made the point to Colson and me that he doesn't want to follow up the idea of the president meeting with the establishment group, the Balls and Harrimans and so forth, on foreign aid, as we did earlier on the NATO issue or whatever it was, because he says we can't repeat the same thing. Got to approach the new one in a new way. President left at about 2 for Camp David, end of October 30th.